Welcome to our cognitive reflection on privacy. Remember, this is a media law cognitive reflection. It's not a mental health reflection. There are plenty of meditations that are available online. Also remember to please seek some counselling if any of these cause you unnecessary anxiety or upset of some sort. To begin, let's take an upright seated position and put our hands in our laps and close our eyes or look downwards and start with three deep breaths. Breathe in and out through your nose, feeling the cold air into your nostrils, go down through your lungs to your tummy, and emerge as warm air as it leaves your body. So to our topic of privacy. The law of privacy. We all have things about us that we would prefer to keep private or confidential. And remember, both confidentiality and privacy are areas of the law that have a lot in common. The way we view privacy can vary a lot between us as individuals. Some of us could not care if other people knew what illnesses or medical conditions we've had. For others, our medical data is extremely private material. Some don't mind if other people view their body, whereas for others, images of their body are particularly private things. And this can also have cultural or religious variations. The seclusion of our own home is something we often see as a private matter. We don't want others peering in. We want to feel as if we're in our private space. So privacy is a little bit furry around the edges. It can vary a little bit between individuals and vary with beliefs. As far as the law is concerned and media law, the times that the media or journalists might want to know private material or might want to publish images that we might consider private or an invasion of privacy are often when somebody is particularly famous, such as a celebrity, or they've been in the news for some reason, or they're a public figure in society who is whose life is being examined by the media, sometimes too closely. So this information, or these images, or recordings, might venture into this person's private life, and the media may be able to justify such an intrusion on the grounds of public importance or public interest. So, for example, the photograph in a private situation of the politician who has denied that they are in a relationship with another business person, but the private photograph shows that they are actually in a private relationship with this business person, and perhaps their public decisions are being influenced by that relationship, then perhaps that intrusion into privacy becomes a matter of public interest. Now, privacy is also something with both a legal and an ethical dimension. And normally these public interest factors will excuse journalists intruding people's privacy if it does expose some public wrongdoing or some hypocrisy on the part of a public figure in regard to their public life. But as I said, it's very fuzzy around the edges, and that's why we have so many different media laws to do with privacy in so many places. So it is not a clear forensic scientific area of media law. It's up for debate, and there's a lot that can influence whether or not privacy is introduced into the law by policymakers. Again, though, it comes down to your fundamental moral feeling, that feeling you have that, hold on, there could be something wrong about this, that might direct you to look closer at the privacy law if you're about to publish something that might be quite private about somebody. And you'd need to put it to the test. Is there some overwhelming matter of public importance or concern that justifies this publication? Or is it just something that's tantalising or interesting to satisfy the curiosity of people because this person's in the news or is a famous individual? So with that reflection, we will end this cognitive reflection for this time on privacy. And we'll start to come out of our reflection by starting to be aware of the other things going on around us, sounds, smells,